And this news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today, as well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news for the hour. In a recent court proceeding, Brian Gordon Belcher entered a no-contest plea to one count of unlawful possession of a firearm in a vehicle or motorized boat. This plea was accepted by the court, resulting in dismissal of the original felony charge. The decision to plead no contest was made to avoid potential civil liability, and the case stemmed from an incident on March 12th when a parole compliance check was conducted at the residence in Sebring Township, Huron County, Michigan. During a search, a .38 caliber handgun loaded with four rounds was discovered in an unlocked safe within a bedroom occupied by Mr. Belcher. Authorities identified him as a prohibited person from owning firearms due to his existing probation or parole status. For his plea, the court imposed a sentence consisting solely of fines and costs, totaling $765, with no community service or jail time. Additionally, Mr. Belcher is required to forfeit the seized firearm and ammunition to the investigating agency. While hackers and scammers continue to be a threat not only to businesses and individuals, but also to events. During the last Caseville City meeting, it was reported the scammers have targeted one of the community's events. The Cheeseburger Festival is the backbone of a recently recognized scam. An email is being sent out to vendors wanting them to purchase an available location for vending, according to Caseville's police chief, Deborah Hopkins Lung. The city's police chief is the only person that deals with vending, and she has not sent out such an email. Hopkins is warning vendors to beware of the scam, and if there are any questions about vending, to contact the police office by calling 989-856-3304. And the Marlette City Council finished up the necessary paperwork to apply for grant funding to help offset the cost of water main projects. The city applied for a $1.4 million state grant to do galvanized steel and lead line replacement throughout the city. The paperwork for the grant had to be filed by June 1st. If the funding is approved, it would be used to replace lead and galvanized steel water lines through the city to comply with state mandates. After the Flint water crisis, Michigan's Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy ruled that all lead water service mains had to be replaced. To go along with that, the lead level contamination was reviewed and lowered. In Michigan, the lead level of 3.5 micrograms per deciliter or higher is considered elevated. Michigan lowered the allowable level of lead in utility drinking water supplies from 15 parts per billion to 12 parts per billion starting in 2025. The new regulations require communities across the state to remove all lead service lines that connect homes to water mains, as well as galvanized steel lines that are or were connected to lead lines. A blood test is the only way to determine a blood lead level. For those who believe they're being exposed to lead, should have a lead test done. Replacing lead service lines is an unfunded state mandate that is financially impacting municipalities. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
It's spring planting season, and Thumb Bank & Trust is here to help your operation grow. This is Matt Ross, Ag Lender at Thumb Bank & Trust. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we understand that every farm is different. That's why we offer competitive rates and flexible terms designed around the unique needs of your operation. Whether you're looking to expand your acreage, secure a seasonal operating line of credit, or invest in new machinery and equipment, we're here to help you move forward with confidence. And we don't just work behind a desk. We'll meet with you at one of our local offices or right at your farm, because strong relationships are built face-to-face. We're proud to support farmers across the region and are committed to helping your operation succeed for generations to come. Give me a call at our Pigeon office or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895, wishing all farmers a safe and successful planting season.
Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462637, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with more news. The National Transportation Safety Board has launched a comprehensive investigation into a multi-vehicle highway crash in Virginia that left 5 people dead. Federal investigators are intensely reviewing the motor coach driver's schedule, sleep history, and actions during the 72 hours leading up to the Friday collision. According to the NTSB officials, a traffic queue had formed on the interstate due to a vehicle diversion, and the oncoming bus failed to respond to slowed traffic. The bus struck the rear of the queue, triggering a massive chain reaction wreck that closed down the interstate for several hours. And the United Nations Security Council scheduled an emergency meeting for Monday following a significant military escalation in southern Lebanon. The geopolitical flashpoint occurred after Israeli ground forces advanced into Lebanese territory and took control of the historic medieval Beaufort Castle. While an official truce was technically brokered on April 17th, both Israel and Hezbollah have accused each other of continuous daily violations. French President Emmanuel Macron issued a stern public statement asserting that nothing justifies current military escalation, while Egypt urged immediate UN intervention to prevent regional destabilization. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Ashley's your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.